the Julio-Claudian soap opera, part 5. Emperor Claudius to Emperor Nero. This is not as much a tale of who does who in, but of poor Claudius's problems with women. Now, of course, we remember how Claudius got his job. He was hiding in the palace during a massacre that occurred after the assassination of Caligula, and the Praetorian Guard had selected him, and then he became emperor. And of course, as a child, he had been neglected for the simple reason that he appeared to be stupid. He stammered, stuttered, twitched, and had a bad foot, so hopped around. But upon becoming emperor, many of those problems apparently disappeared, so perhaps he had been exaggerating them. There is some indication that one of the historians of the era may have indicated to him that it might be a smart thing to keep him alive, to exaggerate those things. But at any rate, he is emperor from 41 A.D. until 54. His full title is Tiberius Claudius Nero Germanicus, and we call him Claudius the First. He's frequently depicted as a ineffective glutton, lorded over by his two wives, not at the same time, and his freedmen. But that's really being pretty cheap when you consider that the previous gentleman, Caligula, spent most of his time bankrupting the empire with his spending and all sorts of other things. So to pick on a guy because he likes to eat, and he is kind of obsessed with food, not necessarily from the standpoint of the fancy meals that you would see, such as in the Seder Khan. But he was obsessed with somebody poisoning him. He had cooks and tasters and all sorts of other stuff. But if you look at what he did, he is the emperor who begins the conquest of Britain. Well, he only spent 16 days there, but the general Aulus Plautus did all the conquering, so that's going to be a plus. He certainly centralized the Roman government. Gave freedmen very important government positions. Now, sometimes these are highly educated slaves that are set free. And what ends up happening is it reduces the senatorial magistrate's power. And you can understand that because there are several senatorial conspiracies to overthrow Claudius during his time period. He safeguarded Rome's grain supply by building a new harbor at Ostia. And then he reorganized the imperial and the state finances, so the empire ran very well. The problem that Claudius is going to have as emperor is his third wife, Valeria Messalina, and then his fourth wife, Julia Agrippina, or Agrippina the Younger. But before I get to them, it would be good for you to know some of the real bad luck that Claudius has. Obviously, it was going to be difficult to get him a bride when he was younger, but, you know, he came from the right family. He was originally, at the age of 15, supposed to marry this Aemilia Lepida. She was the daughter of Augustus's granddaughter, but the family fell out of favor, and so that was called off. So his next betrothal was to a girl named Livia Medulina, who unfortunately died on the day of the wedding. So he's not actually married yet. He's 0-2 at this point. His first wife is Plautia Urguliniana, and she had to be divorced after a few years for committing adultery and suspicion of murder. Always good grounds to get rid of a wife. And the children, she had two children by Claudius, a boy, his name was Claudius Drusus, who, this is really weird, he chokes to death on a pear. Evidently, he'd thrown it up in the air and tried to catch it with his mouth, and it lodged and choked him to death. That's a lousy way to go. And then his daughter Claudia, by his first wife, he just simply disowned her. The second wife that he had is Aelia Paetina, who bore him another daughter, but he ends up divorcing her as well. Now, his third wife, this Valeria Messalina, is considered one of the most beautiful women in Rome. And some historians talk about how he marries her, and then there's another version, and that is he marries her as a result of Caligula thinking that it really be great to see this old guy, because he's 50 at the time, marrying this really beautiful 18-year-old. And at any rate, they indeed do get married, and he has two children by her, his son Britannicus and a daughter Octavia. The trouble is, Messalina is one of the most notorious of the Caesar's wives. There's this old adage that said, holier than Caesar's wives, and so many of Caesar's wives are the greatest wanton horrors that that is really a joke. Some of the exploits of Messalina are almost as bad as Caligula. There's one story where she supposedly had a party that brought in a well-known prostitute from Ostia, and they had a contest to see who could take on the most customers in a night, with Messalina winning. There's another story that she had this actor that she really liked, and she was carrying on an affair with him. But fortunately for him, he's not a dumb guy. He says, this is the emperor's wife. I get caught, I'm dead. So he kind of backed off. And what she ended up doing, she ended up going to Claudius and saying, remember my actor friend? And he'd go, yeah. And she said, well, I want him to perform for me sometimes, and sometimes he doesn't want to. And so she convinced Claudius to give her a written decree saying that any time Messalina wanted him to perform, he had to perform. It's just the difference between what a performance was between Messalina and Claudius are completely different. Her final escapade, and there's some question whether Claudius knew this was going on and just ignored it or what have you, but her final escapade was she went through a wedding ceremony with a senator, Gaius Caelius, in an attempt to overthrow Claudius's government. Unfortunately, it's unsuccessful. The two are captured, and they were executed. Now, Claudius really didn't want to execute his wife, but he's prevailed upon by some of his advisors. But she was never brought before him because they were afraid that he would give in. And she begged and screamed and yelled, but they still chopped her head off. So that's the end of good old Valeria Messalina. And so his final wife is actually his niece. This is the oldest daughter of his brother, Germanicus, Julia Agrippina, who's usually called Agrippina the Younger. You can really get confused if you mess around with this. She was 33 and he was 58, so it's not that big of a 25 years difference. Now, she had been married several times before, actually twice before. She had a son by her first marriage, who we affectionately refer to as Nero, although his real name was Lucius Domitius Anabarbus. She had carried on affairs with two men prior to marrying Claudius. So Claudius and her become married, and in the process, Claudius will adopt Nero, and when he's adopted in 50 AD, his name is changed to Nero Claudius Drusus Germanicus Caesar, and actually is put ahead of Claudius's own son, Britannicus. Now, Nero will be married off to Claudius's daughter, Octavia. Well, when Claudius dies, Claudius is poisoned, more than likely, by Agrippina. She did it in a rather unique manner. Now, there's a couple of versions. You actually find some writings which talks about Claudius choking to death on a feather, which automatically conjures up how big of a feather was that thing. Use a feather to trigger a gag reflex. Sometimes a person appeared to be choking. That's what they would do to try to get them to spit the stuff back up. And so some people would say that while he was dying, they did that, and that's what killed him. Good accounts of the fact that he died of poisoned mushrooms. He loved mushrooms. And that he actually ate the poisoned mushrooms off of Agrippina's plate. That she apparently had separated her food, and he nibbled away on these and did himself in. Now, there's a possibility he may have known they were poisoned and he was just fed up with it at this point. But it's a rather unique method of getting rid of poor Uncle Claudius. And that just leaves us with one last guy. Now, Britannicus will eventually be killed by Nero to make sure that he's left alone. So we only have one more individual left in our Julia Claudian soap opera. Again, the books for this are the same as they have been. Suetonius is the 12 Caesars, Grant's the 12 Caesars, and Scares the Chronicle of the Roman Emperors. Don't forget to come by summahistorica.com and see what is on the archives and the three CDs from the very earliest time periods of podcasting. So thank you.